Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm here with my favorite colleague, Coach Sharon Shrieky. We're here at Entrepreneurs Unite, tapping into your body confidence at all stages of your business. And with that said, before we get into our topic, Sharon, what have you been up to and how can people connect with you?
Okay, well, I've been up to coaching, all kinds of coaching, but my favorite is relationship coaching because I feel like that's what makes the world go round. Our relationships make us enhance us our lives in many ways, and when we know how to work that relationship, we have good lives. And if anybody out there wants to reach me, they could find me at SharonShrieky at gmail.com, SharonShrieky at gmail.com. And how about you? What have you been doing?
Well, you can reach me at Body Awe, BODYAWE.com. And as Sharon already knows, I love coaching women entrepreneurs to integrate, better skills and techniques into their business, but also to have that layer of better confidence skills to go out into the world. And I do this with my body knowledge system, which you could find on my site, Body Knowledge System. And my experiences creating and owning and managing several profitable businesses. And with that said, Sharon, I think we talked earlier in the week. This has come up with our clients. They've said to us, what will help me get back on track when I get distracted?
Oh, that's a great one. And I think I'm gonna I you being the business coach and you being in all those opening so many
Look at
businesses and
you.
being very organized because you are extremely organized, you have a team. I think that I'm going to direct that to you because I still struggle at times with with getting distracted. So I'm gonna throw that at you.
All right,
What do
girlfriend.
you
So,
think?
well, I'm going to reverse it because actually, Sharon,
Yeah.
distraction helps me with my business.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it really does.
Can't
So,
wait to hear this.
for instance, now we're doing our podcast for entrepreneurs and their body confidence, but this time with you actually helps me when I go back to my list of things that I have to do for my business today. It actually frees me up to be more creative. So
Wow.
I love distractions.
Nice. Interesting. Interesting. So you say that when you have distractions, it gives you a moment to like a break, something. It takes your mind on a little vacation, and then when you go back to your work, you're ready for it. You're ready for whether it's monotonous or whether it's familiar, you have that. Yeah, excitement for it.
Yes, I do because, like, for instance, this morning I had to do some shopping, and I could have started my day, put on the computer. Well, I did start my day and put on the computer after I saw my wife. Okay, I can't lie, but it's like, okay, I just did what just needed to be done in the moment and then got out of the house because I work from home. So getting out of the house is crucial to my creativity. So what do you do for your creativity? But you sounded like in the beginning of the conversation, you kind of a little judgmental on being distracted.
Yeah, I think distracted to me has like a negative connotation because
Oh.
it takes us away from the from it, it distracts. The truth of the matter is, I'm the type of person that gets distracted always. I could be going to on my way to do something, and then I'll see somebody that needs something, or I'll see a beautiful flower, or I'll see and I'll just like look at it, and I'll appreciate it, and I'll go on. And sometimes I can be late, I can be, because sometimes my distractions become the now. Okay, now I'm going to enjoy this. Now I see somebody, I'm going to enjoy them. I'm going to talk to them. But then, I forget about the obligation. Oh, I'm on my way to something. I have to be there on time. That's when it gets like, oh no. I love to enjoy the moment,
You
but
love to enjoy the moment, but it gives you energy, and I think that energy will be reflected in all areas of your life.
yeah.
So, as we're talking in this conversation, does distraction play out a little bit more positively for you?
Yes, it does actually. You know what? Now that I think about it, I do when I'm as long as I'm on time, because I think that I sometimes like if I spend too much time on that conversation or too much time, that distraction becomes like on the negative. But if it's just if I allow myself distractions because that's what like it feeds me. It feeds me. It makes me joyful. Then in that case, yeah, I see your point, and I like that you now gave me that insight. Thank you.
So, would you thank you in return? You're welcome. It's I also hear in your energy that maybe we can play around with a different words or distractions.
You know what? Let's see. What would be What would be a good word?
Well, let's make a list here. Because again, we know in coaching when someone is telling us their story, if they seem to be with lack of energy around something, it's probably a source of the words that they're using to describe the feelings. So I'm going to say, this is a little boring, but intervals. We're taking intervals.
Intervals. Yeah,
Okay.
working it like I guess. Yeah, working in intervals because they're
I don't know. It's not really up to par.
no, actually, I would put that challenge out to anybody out there that, anyone listening out there, if you guys could email Stephanie or myself a couple of good words that will give a positive connotation to distractions. Another word for distractions, but something that's more on the positive,
Okay, but
I think that would
Sharon,
be
you got to take
amazing.
a turn. You got to take a
Okay,
turn.
so
So,
I like intervals. I like intervals because like when you do interval training, it's like you're running fast and then you're taking a break and you're walking slow and then you're doing jumping jacks and then you're doing something else. So it's that interval. That makes a lot of sense. That interval that you're doing work, 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 and then somebody comes into your place and you start having a wonderful conversation with them. That's your interval. That's your downtime so that you can go back to your work and feel energized because now that person's positivity or that person's cute smile or whatever it is that they gave you, it gave you a rush of energy and happiness and connection. Now you're like psyched to do your work because you had that little break. You have more strength
okay,
for it. So
well,
that interval is a great one.
taking breaks could be another one. And again,
Yeah, taking breaks.
it's just to give us energy. So what would you be the message today? You start me off, Sharon, like you always do for our audience.
So I think that distractions has a bad rap, after speaking to you about that. It does. I think that we have to like nourish ourselves and at times allow for distractions and go with it. Sometimes through those distractions come great ideas and great creativity. Creativity could come out of it. So I think that if we looked at it differently, we wouldn't get so upset and we would probably see the positive. of that distraction instead of all of the, that distraction. Like we probably see, wow, okay, I took a little break, or